Welcome back to the Friday LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. Today I thought I'd share with you where the Lord has me in my morning quiet time. You see, for the last 16 years, I would wake up early, grab a cup of coffee, and sit at our kitchen table and read the Bible and then go off and pray. Now, I'm a pretty slow reader and I'm even slower at comprehending, but being up early, having little kids and my wife who stayed at home afforded me an hour or more to do this each morning. Well, today we have teenage boys. My wife is now working and I drive our boys to Plain City for school each day. I'm still up early. I still definitely need that cup of coffee, but my time alone with the Lord before everyone is up and moving around our house has been drastically reduced. Now I have maybe 20 or 30 minutes to spend in the Bible and pray. And lately, I've gotten a bit frustrated, if I'm honest. I've gotten frustrated over not having the time that I want in the morning. That the morning time has felt forced and rushed. And so the other night before going to bed, I was just praying and I was asking God for help. I was letting him know that I was frustrated with how my time with him, my quiet time, was going. And it was through that prayer time and just kind of pouring my heart out to God, I kind of felt the Holy Spirit nudge me to not be so uptight, to rejoice over how it used to be in the morning, but also to let that season go, and that God wanted to do something new with my mornings. And coming out of that prayer time, God led me to begin reading through the Bible chronologically, something I've never done before. So I started the very next morning. I read through the first three chapters of Genesis, and it was great. As I read through the creation account in Genesis 1, I saw how God created light and divided it from the darkness in verses 3 and 5, and how he divided the atmosphere in verses 6 through 8. Then he made the land and separated it from the seas and created the plants and the vegetation on day 3. And then he created the sun and the moon and the stars on day 4, and the birds and the sea creatures on day 5, and the land animals and mankind on day 6. As I read, I was reminded of the greatness and the goodness of God. That whether wrestling over something like quiet time and how much time in the morning we have to do that, a new family schedule, a change in the rhythm of life, the God who said, "Let there be light," and there was light, he's the one who's over all our needs. And I just want to encourage you today that whether you find yourself in a great spot or in a not so great spot, that if you're struggling with something today, if you're facing difficult life circumstances, financial issues, medical issues, a son or daughter maybe who's walked away from Jesus, or if you're just experiencing hurt or pain in your life, if there's relational issues or doubts or fears, I was reminded just the other day in reading in that Genesis chapter 1, that same God who put the sun and the moon in the sky, and oh, by the way, just hung the stars there also. That same big God, that same powerful God, that same creator God, that God who has been there from the beginning, he's the God who created you. He's the God who loves you. He's the God who draws near to us. He's the God who is personal, and he's got you in the palm of his hand. And nothing you're facing or dealing with is too big or too difficult for him to deal with or resolve. So I just wanted to nudge you and encourage you today to bring all your requests towards God. Bring all your junk, bring all your heavy issues, bring your light issues to this almighty God we find in Genesis chapter 1, and invite him into the ups and downs of your life today, knowing that he is willing and able to handle whatever you are facing. Let me pray for us as we close. Almighty God, we come to you today inviting you into our life, inviting you into our highs and inviting you into our lows. And today, we're asking you to do what only you can do in our lives. We're asking you to move in our hearts. We're asking you to move in our everyday lives, from the little to the big things. Help us to walk by faith. Help us to trust you. Help us to lean on you. Help us to praise you. Help us to love you. And help us to follow you. It's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen.